Hey, we're Beyond Yacht Rock. We're a podcast. We listen to music and we talk about music too. And this week we're going to judge the Judgment Night soundtrack. Remember that one from the 90s?
Judgment Night!
You've heard of it. Steve remembers. Check it out, Feral Audio.
Open wide, it's
Mouth Time with Reductress.
I'm Quinn.
And I'm Dakora.
And we're just two girls.
Who share what our heads are thinking.
By moving our mouths.
On today's episode, here's what we'll be mouthing about. We got cursed and now we must suffer an endless winter.
Winter fashion, impossible or totally impossible?
We talk about hibernation.
And we sit down with Jenny St. Vaseline, heiress and art wife.
We're editors of Reductress, the only source for women's style, news, entertainment, life advice, inspiration, and stamp collections that our dads made us keep.
We don't want them, Dad.
Don't want them.
Okay, so we have kind of sad news, and that's that we've been cursed with an endless winter.
Ugh, it's such a bummer.
It's such a bum.
Basically, we were at this like really trendy new food court in Dibitzum, which is the hottest new name in NYC.
Oh my God, it's so cute. It stands for Down by the Sephora in Midtown. It's a really small name, but it's like... it's honestly so cute.
Yeah, like a lot of young people are moving there.
Yeah, it's so expensive, though.
It's really expensive.
And there are no vacancies.
No, there's no vacancies. So we were at this like super trendy food court where the trend is that none of the places sell food. They sell jewels.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I was trying to buy an amethyst from this Brooklyn-looking woman, and I accidentally dropped the amethyst, and it shattered. And the woman was like, you have to pay for that. And I was like, no. So I guess she just cursed us, because I just found out that it's going to be winter until March.
Yeah, like, that's insane. Like, winter until March?
Like, are you kidding me? Like, winter is supposed to go until, like...
January.
February. Maybe Jen.
Yes, Mom.
Yeah.
But, like, March?
Yeah, it's like... it's like such a punishment.
And yeah.
And I'm someone who I think is just incredibly fair because I'm a Pisces.
Yeah, but like, you're so fair all the
time. I'm like so fair, but it seems like the punishment doesn't fit the crime.
I totally agree.
Wouldn't you just like make it be that like every time I sneeze, like beautiful jewels come out?
Exactly. Like, I don't understand if you're at a place and you like drop a precious jewel on it and you break it, like that should be the end of it. Like, you should just be able to keep the shatters and leave.
Well, and the thing is that like, as far as trends go, now I feel like I can't participate because I can't go to Dibitzum anymore because that woman will be there.
Right, exactly.
You can't avoid someone in Dibitzum. It's so small.
It's really small, and now we can never go to Dibitzum. So we have to try out some new names.
We had to go to Dibitzuk.
I love Dibitzuk.
Dibitzuk is so cute. That stands for Down by the Sephora in Union Square.
I love it so much.
It's so cute.
It's super up and coming.
Yeah. It's the thing about it is that like it's really up and coming and that like some people don't even know that they're in it.
Yeah.
And that's what is the hallmark of like a real like new nabe.
Exactly. And if you aren't able to get to Dibitzuk, the other hottest new neighborhood is Antisic.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I want to get married in Antisic.
Oh my God. Antisic would be beautiful like in the fall.
Oh yeah. But only in the fall.
Only in the fall. Yeah. And of course, that stands for up near the Sephora in Columbus Circle.
But honestly, ultimately, sometimes you've just got to be like, tacit buy up. And of course, that stands for
there's a Sephora in downtown Brooklyn and it's usually pretty empty. There's no one there. It's always totally empty.
It's like a hidden Sephora.
Yeah, it's near the Nordstrom Rack and there's no one there either.
Yeah, it's like people are going to Borough Hall and they're like, I'm going to court. But it's like, did you know that you could also go to Sephora?
Yeah, it's like, did you even know that there was a Sephora there?
It's like, did you build your day accordingly?
Yeah, people never do.
They never do.
Ugh.
Ugh.
I'm just so sick of this endless winter.
Yeah. Well, the other thing is like, endless winter means that there's no fun holidays.
Like, exactly.
The best part about like regular winter is like you have Christmas and then winter is basically over.
Yeah. And then like you just have to wait so long in endless winter for like a new holiday to pop up.
Ugh. I hate when you're waiting for a holiday to pop. So I was thinking that because we need holidays in between Christmas and Easter, and like it's too cold to not have a holiday,
yeah,
but we could like, you know, just come up with some holidays that we would like to celebrate.
Yeah, like some new holidays. I love that idea.
Yeah, some new hauls. Okay, so how about this?
Yeah.
Okay, on February 25th, you celebrate the holiday that's called February 25th. Mm-hmm. And that's just kind of when you like celebrate February 25th and you get like themed decorations and stuff, which I love.
Oh my God. Yeah. Because in February, like all the themed decorations are like really hearts. Cheap.
Yeah.
What about Fizzy Day?
Ew, what's that?
This is a holiday that I just came up with. It's a day about soda and you just like celebrate soda. You dress up like bubbles and stuff. And like you drink soda, you buy soda and like everyone drinks soda. And there's like a soda day. And like you talk about soda, you go to like the soda store and like everyone drinks the soda.
I don't think I get it.
Okay. So it's like it's a soda day and you celebrate soda and like everyone gathers around the soda tree and like you have soda. You talk about like your soda memories. Your mom like brings out the soda from your childhood and you like soda and then the soda. Okay. Does that make sense?
I think I got it.
Okay.
Blowout History Month. And that's just like a whole month devoted to the history of getting blowouts.
Oh my God, I love getting a blowout.
I just think that like as far as things go, people like they get blowouts, but they don't really know why they're getting blowouts.
Yeah. Sometimes I'm sitting and I'm getting a blowout and I'm like, but who got a blowout before me to like make this possible?
Yeah. Like who pioneered blowouts?
Yeah. Like people had to suffer through like bad blowouts so that we could get good blowouts.
Yeah, absolutely.
Wait, what about March 1st?
Oh my God.
We have to celebrate March 1st.
What would we celebrate it as?
That's the day where you're like, oh my God, I can't believe it's already March 1st.
Oh my God. I celebrate that every year. I didn't even know that was a holiday.
Yeah. You like say it over and over and over again until everyone just like gets super quiet and then goes back to doing work.
Uh-huh. Oh yeah. Oh, I know. Okay, how about OMG I forgot to pay rent day on March 17th because yes. March just like snuck up on you.
It always does. Yeah. That's why you have to celebrate March 1st.
Yeah. You got to celebrate March 1st so that you don't celebrate OMG I forgot to pay rent day.
Yeah.
Although I do think that like probably like it has to be on March 17th. That's just like the day where that happens. But like you definitely only celebrate it on March 18th because you're busy celebrating St. Paddy's Day on March 17th.
Exactly. Like St. Paddy's Day happens, but everybody like can agree that it's not a real holiday. It's like a drinking holiday. Yeah. And then on
that's a holiday for boys.
It's a holiday for boys. Exactly.
And it's like, where's the girls' holiday?
Yeah, exactly.
Girls and love to pay rent though, so
because all that St. Patrick's Day is celebrating is like all those snakes.
Yeah.
St. Patrick, he saved all the snakes or whatever.
He just like ate so many snakes and then we were like, I guess we'll give you a day.
Yeah. Okay. And like my other idea that I was thinking that we could like maybe write to the government and ask if this could be a holiday is tell your friend you like her pants day. And that would be on March 7th.
Oh, the pants day.
Yeah, it's pants day. It's like even if they're bad pants and especially if they're bad pants,
you got to tell her.
You tell your girl you like love her those pants.
Yeah, because you know what? In an endless winter, you've been wearing pants for so many days. At a certain point, you just kind of start to lose faith.
Exactly. Also, like, women fought really hard to get to, like, wear pants. And so I think that we should, like, appreciate our pants.
Yeah.
Because, like, pants are at the forefront of women's issues.
I'm honestly getting choked up.
I know. Thinking about how hard women
fought. No, wait. Sorry, I misspoke. I'm choking.
Oh, my God. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. It turns out I actually just had to sneeze, but now I don't anymore.
Oh, okay.
Bodies are so weird.
Yeah, bodies are fucked up.
Okay, so anyway, as we deal with our end wint, which like is what I've been calling our endless winter.
Yeah, I love that. It's very like snappy.
Yeah, it sounds like it should be in vogue. End what are you wint. Wearing for the end wint? Anyway, so we wanted to do some research about how to like not be so bored. And that's when we discovered
hibernation. Hibernation is when you say see ya and do a very good nap.
But it like turns out that it's actually incredibly challenging to sleep for weeks on end without dying.
Yeah, exactly. Like I was like, see ya. And I went to take my really long nap and I had to be woken up in like 24 hours because I was like so dehydrated.
Yeah. I definitely like thought that it would just be one of those things where like I get ready for bed and then I just don't wake up for a couple months.
Right.
Until the end wint is over. But it turns out that like I did wake up.
Oh no.
Yeah. What so happened? that was challenging.
Did you wake up because you like were done sleeping?
No, I woke up because I set an alarm.
Oh, Why didn't you set your alarm for a month from now?
What do you mean?
Like, if you wanted to sleep for a month, shouldn't you set your alarm for a month from now?
But I, like, had to go to work.
Oh. Okay, when you put it that way, it, like, makes total sense.
Yeah, so it was a little bit of a disappointment. I just kind of thought that, I don't know, I would be able to do a good hibernation. But the thing is like, I couldn't help but kind of get angry when I, like, found out that I was not very good at it. Because it's like, well, if I can't do it, then, like, why is it a thing in the first place?
Right, like, hibernation is clearly, like, a thing that a lot of people do to, like,
yeah,
sleep through winter. And, like, it seems like we should be able to, like, we're smart, like, we're good. Yeah. We should be able to do a good hibernation.
And it's not even that, like, I want to do it because I think it's a trend. Like, I just actually think that, like, it's a legitimately good idea. And, like,
it's an amazing
idea. There's something that I believe in, I just, like, have to support it. Like, even if people are like, no, stop, or like, that's not even for humans, like, I just can't even listen because I'm just believing so hard. And then to find out that, like, I can't hibernate and that, like, I would have to, like, take a pill or die or, like, have a doctor get involved or that, like, become a bear or, like, not set my alarm or, like, not go to work or, like, have someone give me some more money so that I don't have to go to work. It's just, like, it was so upsetting.
Oh my God, are you choking again? Now it's time for one of our best, most controversial saggies,
the mouthwash. Because even though Reductress is primarily a think tank for tomorrow's political leaders, it's also a magazine for women.
Huh?
Who? What? Anyway, today's amazing headline is Little Black Dresses That We Shouldn't Wear Because It's Too Cold Out, Ashley, by Jasmine Pierce.
Ugh. So the worst thing about this hashtag end wint is definitely figuring out what to wear.
Winter fashion seems totally impossible, and, like, I hate it.
Yeah.
I literally have to have my personal shopper do it for me because I'm at such a loss.
You have a personal shopper?
It's just Ashley, the intern.
Ugh, the one who keeps buying us little black dresses in the middle of endless winter.
Ugh, yes.
Honestly, if she weren't literally paying us to work here, I would fire her.
Yeah, it's like, Ashley, hello. It's too cold out for this. We're not in Miami anymore.
Or ever.
Or ever. We've never been to Miami.
I've never been there.
I keep, like, stepping into my wardrobe waiting for someone to pick me up, but it just doesn't always work like that, you know?
Yeah, totally. Like, sometimes you get into your wardrobe and nobody picks you up for, like, days. It's just so icky getting dressed in the morning when it's burr out. I have to hire someone to come into my house and dress me like I'm a little cranky baby. Ugh,
honestly, I wish I was a cranky baby.
Ugh, I would love to be a cranky baby.
Yeah, just, like, put me in a cradle.
Yeah, like, put me in a bonnet and just, like, rock me to sleep. I'm so cranky in this endless winter.
Yeah, totally.
Oh, I miss summer when you can just wear a bathing suit and a pair of roller skates and be like, I'm done.
Yeah, totally. I miss summer when it's okay to just, like, throw your trash on the ground and work becomes optional.
You know what I miss? I miss Holland summer.
Okay, ew, stop.
Sorry.
Anyway, this time of year, I always do a little black dress.
Oh my God.
I always, like, do wear that.
You do wear it?
I do it.
But I thought it was too cold.
But then I have to wear two pairs of jeans underneath and three sweaters on top.
Oh, you hide the little black dress.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I'm actually a sweaters on the bottom, dress on the top kind of gal.
Wow.
Yeah, I like to put, like, a bunch of sweaters on and pants and then put a little black dress on top of it.
I sometimes find it very helpful to put a pair of overalls on over a dress.
Yes.
But make sure that you kind of, like, hike the dress up so that it comes and spills out. I do have, like, one big tactic for staying warm.
Yeah.
And it's just three words. Gloves all over.
That's right. You're, like, always covered in gloves.
Yeah.
You wear gloves on your shoes.
Yeah. Well, the thing about it is like, gloves are, like, designed to keep your hands warm, but it's so dumb because it's like, I don't have to just keep my hands warm. I have to keep the rest of my body warm too. So kind of just using gloves in that way.
Well, I feel like a lot of people don't want to say this, but I'll come out and say it because I want to speak truth on this podcast. And that's that toes are the same as fingers.
Yeah. Yeah.
And people
we said that we were going to stay away from politics, yeah, but sometimes you can't. Yeah.
People are really afraid of that. But, like, if you really think about it, like, feet are the same as hands.
Yep.
And toes are the same as fingers. And I will say that, and I will state, like, I'm not going to back down on that.
Yeah. It's like what I always say, like, okay, toes are the same as fingers. Shoulders are the same as your face. Like,
shoulders are also the same as knees.
Yeah.
And elbows are
heels. Both things are true. Yeah.
Let's be honest. Like, when our bodies were created by whatever you believe. And like, you're allowed to believe whatever. Like,
mommy.
Yeah, like you can believe in God or you can believe in mommy.
Yeah.
And whatever you believe, like, things were doubled. Like, they ran out of ideas. Like, it wasn't like they were like, we have shoulders and we have knees. They were like, this is gonna, they use the same part twice. And the same goes for fingers and toes. And this is a fact. And you can read more about it on my blog.
Oh my God, you have a blog?
Yeah, it's like, I just kind of like say stuff about what I think about the human form.
I think that's good.
I'm just not gonna back down on that. Like, the president can tweet, like, I think that each body part is individual and unique. Or, like, he can keep tweeting about how me, Dakota, is a threat to national security. Sure, but, like, I'm not gonna back down.
Yeah, I think that's really good.
Fingers or toes.
Fingers or toes.
You heard it here first.
Sometimes we just make our boys go outside with us so they can keep us warm all day, even though they do have their own lives.
Yeah, like, whatever.
I've, like, gotten Chad fired from so many jobs because I just kind of made him go out with me.
Yeah. Like, Chad is like, so he like loves like taking care of you though.
Yeah, he loves it. It's so pathetic.
My boyf is like a little hard. Like, it's hard to get him out of the house.
Really?
Because he's married. So this is just like how we take care of ourselves.
Yeah. So it's self, just self-care.
It's self-care.
But it requires our boyfriends because it is way too cold out, Ashley.
That's right, Ashley, you bitch.
Hey, yes.
You're fired, but no, you're not. I just had a thought.
Okay.
When it comes to ingredients.
Oh, you're going
to
tell me.
Yeah. Not all ingredients are created equal. Do you know what I'm saying?
Oh, I know what you're saying 100%. Some, like, ingredients are bad and some are good.
Yeah.
Like, I just want some locally sourced ingredients that are fresh and delicious. Know where I can find some?
Have you heard of Blue Apron?
I have heard of it, but tell me more.
It's literally amazing. It's affordable. It's less than $10 per person per meal. Are you kidding me?
Okay, so they give you ingredients and they deliver them to your door, but what do I do with them then?
You cook them.
Oh,
and
how?
If you don't know how to cook, they give you literally the easiest, most easy to read, easy to understand instructions.
Oh my God, that's totally right. Like, I made a cheddar cheeseburger that was literally amazing this week. It took me like 45 minutes and I felt so accomplished because I'm a home chef, bish.
Yeah, I made a Cajun catfish with spiced rice and I felt like a home chef, bish.
Well, if this sounds good to you, then you can do this too. Just go to blueapron.com/reductress and you can get your first 3 meals free. That's 3 meals for free if you go to blueapron.com/reductress.
You will love how good it feels and tastes to create incredible home-cooked meals with Blue Apron. So don't wait.
Blue Apron, a better way to cook.
Quinn.
Dakota.
You know what I love?
What?
Shopping.
Me too.
But Quinn.
What?
Do you know what I hate?
What?
Shopping in stores.
Me too. I love to shop online.
Yeah, specifically at shopspring.com.
Spring is amazing. They have the most incredible lifestyle brands and they have hundreds of them. And you can go through and you can get anything you want, from a kitchen appliance to what I got, some cozy little UGG slippers, or a really cute wallet from Coach. I was like, OMG, is this my life? And it was.
I got the hippest bag from All Saints and it shipped in 2 literal days. They also carry my favorite perfume, Flower Bomb.
You can shop online at shopspring.com or in their app that you can get from the App Store. And you can start saving on all the latest fashion lifestyle brands. Plus, free shipping and free returns with no spending minimums. What?
What? And if that's not enough, which literally, like, what do you people even need? If you use the code MOUTH at checkout, you can take 20% off your first purchase.
That's right. 20% off your first purchase with MOUTH at checkout.
Mouth.
That's at shopspring.com.
Mouth.
Get your life, girl.
Go get your life. Our guest today is super amazing.
Oh my
She's
God.
A philanthropist, an activist, an art lover, heiress to the vast Vaseline empire, and most importantly, a wife. Please welcome Jenny St. Vaseline.
It's Vaseline. Thank you for having me.
Vaseline?
Yeah, Vaseline.
Oh.
Cucu. Erru.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Okay.
Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much
for having me. It's so nice to be here. I drove in from Connecticut to hang out, and it's so nice to be in the city.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So, I mean, thank you so much for coming from so far away.
Sure.
I've literally never been outside of Times Square, so.
Connecticut is an interesting place. There's lots of culture, lots of art. I grew up in New Jersey, and so it's totally different, like a whole world. We have a yard with grass, and also there's a slide for bebé.
Oh, that's right. That's you have a baby. Yes. How old is the baby?
And how old is the slide?
2.
They're both 2?
Two. Yes. And I had the slide fit for the baby's bottom when she came out.
What happens when the baby gets bigger?
New slab.
Oh, a new slab.
New slab. Yes.
Oh my God.
That's amazing. Well, congratulations on having a baby and double congratulations on having a slide.
Thank you so much.
That is so amazing.
That's so cool. So you grew up in the Vaseline family. What
was that like? Oh, yes. Papa Vaseline. It was interesting. My lips were never chapped, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
And also, like, if I was cooking and I burned myself, I did not need, like, a Band-Aid. Just Vaseline for burns.
Yeah, Vaseline is, like, amazing for burns, right?
Yes, I was putting my press-on nails on with a hot glue gun yesterday.
Sure.
I burned my top of my nails.
Oh, no.
But I dunked into this safe. We have a safe in my house. Oh, it's really big and there's like lots of Vaseline in it. We had a smaller one in New Jersey where I grew up and where I am from. But this safe my husband built, it's really big.
It's a safe? It does have a lock. It has a lot of.
Yes, touch screen.
And then when you open it.
You press your lips, also known as a kiss. And it scans your lips. Uh-huh. And then it lets you into the safe full of Vaseline.
Oh, and then gosh. You can just grab as much Vaseline as you want.
So why put it in there instead of in a bathroom?
Oh, yeah. Or like the containers that the Vaseline comes in for everybody else.
Yeah. Why put loose Vaseline in a safe?
As you know, Vaseline is incredibly hard to find. It's very rare. It's a total luxury.
Yeah.
Sure.
Have you tried it?
Yeah. Yes. Like a bunch of times. Yeah.
A lot. Yeah.
Where? How?
My mom had some.
Okay. I told father growing up, only Neiman Marcus, only Saks. And he said, no, it's going to the bottom. Duane Reade and Walgreens.
Why do you think that he had such a different vision for his brand? It sounds like it began as a luxury item.
Well, yes. My mother was the one who discovered Vaseline, as I'm sure you know.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. I don't think I know a lot about your mom.
She passed away before I was born.
Oh no.
But now she is a painting, so I get to see her all the time.
What do you mean she's a painting?
She's a painting in our house. There's a really big oil, Vaseline, oil portrait of her, and she's wearing like, are you familiar with hats?
Yes.
Yeah. She's wearing a hat and also a scarf and a jacket. Mm.
So you get to see the painting a lot and it like reminds you of her.
No, it doesn't remind me so much as it is her. If I wanted to go to opera or basketball game.
Do you like basketball?
No. But my husband, Matt, likes it very much.
Oh, Matt.
Matt.
So you take the painting with you.
Mm-hmm. She comes.
That explains a lot of the Page 6 photos that I've seen where you're at a basketball game and you are in the front and you have a big painting of a woman and you're yelling, keep the basketball away from my mother.
Yeah.
Yes. She takes up 3 seats.
Yeah. It's huge.
It's huge.
Big mom.
I'm very small. Yes. Big mom, little girl.
Funny how that works.
That's the saying.
So your father was Ingbert St. Vaseline.
Yes.
And he once said, women's lips should always be moisturized, sticky, and smiling.
I miss him.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't know that he had.
Oh, yes. From cancer of the lips.
Oh, wow.
Wow. That's terrible.
That's awful.
It's ironic.
I guess ironic.
I mean, I don't know if Vaseline necessarily cures, like guards against cancer, or does it?
Vaseline is good for everything. You can put it on your face or your body or your arms, and it helps with cancers and bloods. diseases and disorders. And I'm actually not a doctor, but I've known a few and they agree.
Oh, that's amazing.
Well, we were actually talking a lot about the body earlier, and maybe you can weigh in on something while you're here. Fingers and toes. They're the same, right?
No. My toes are much longer than my fingers.
Well, that answers that question.
Wow. Amazing. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. This might be a little controversial, but what's your favorite goop besides Vass?
Are you familiar with the movie Flubber?
Yeah. It's my favorite movie.
It is my favorite movie. I love that movie so much.
I watch it like every weekend.
Mm-hmm. It reminds me too much of my dad. I actually can't.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Sorry.
I'm so sorry.
Quinn's dad was a flubber.
He was just a big flub.
Was he the one, the basketball game where they spray their shoes and they bounce high?
I think that you like basketball too.
No. I don't know. And my husband, Matt. I don't know.
Just Matt.
Just Matt likes basketball. I'm a supportive partner.
Yeah, so. You're clearly an amazing wife.
Amazing wife.
Yes.
Really good.
I try.
Really good wife.
Wife, yes. And I try and open my schedule to all of Matt's bloody hobbies and all that. So.
Does he have a lot of bloody hobbies?
Yes. He's obsessed with going to work and making money.
That's
and
the biggest hobby of them all, work.
Yes.
I find.
Always there. What do you do?
This podcast is full time. It's a lot of hours. It's like 1 hour a day.
That is exhausting.
But it's 2 days a week.
Oh.
Yeah. Which is a lot.
Kind of just
it's
thinking
exhausting.
About it. Yeah.
Yes, Matt works almost 8 hours every day.
Oh,
wow.
And I say, please come hang out with me and Bebe. And he says, no, it's good a minute.
Does he not want to come home even though there's a slab?
All three of us in the family have our own slabs.
Oh.
So he tries to get use out of it on the weekends or doing the trampoline, that sort of thing.
That's really hard.
That's really romantic.
It's beautiful, but it's also like, it's
challenging.
It's probably like a day-to-day challenge. And that's the challenge of being a woman is like having a slab, not being able to like enjoy it, you know, to its full potential.
Yeah. And it's hard in any relationship to make time for the fun things that you first fell in love with.
Exactly.
Yeah. What were some of the things when you and Matt were first dating? Like what drew you to each other?
Yes, we met at Discovery Zone. when we were younger, so we were in our early 20s.
Right.
We both went alone. It was our special safe place. And I fell into the ball pit and someone grabbed my ankle and started sucking on my toe. And I was hooked.
That's so beautiful.
Wow.
Thank you.
I heard that same story, but it turns out in a really bad way.
It has a twist and the twist is dark.
Yeah, exactly.
I actually met my boyfriend a similar way, but instead of falling into a ball pit, I fell onto a street and I almost got hit by a limo.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That's awful.
But the limo stopped and then who got out of it but my boyf. Whoa. And now he's my boyf. Anyway, that's all I can say. But So speaking of things that are fun, you are an activist. You've been really involved in foreign countries and here in the U.S. You've been speaking out against chapped lips. You founded the Jenny St. Vaseline Foundation for Lip Health. Tell us about that.
Yes, I think it's hard. A lot of people are out, you know, marching for cancers or for babies. But I think it is much harder to have a disease that's on the outside than it is on the inside.
Yes.
It really takes a toll. Especially I love spicy food, like curries.
Yeah.
And so for me to put a curry to my lips and have it go in the cracks is, I'm sorry.
Do you need a tissue?
Yes. Thank you. So I really find it so important for everyone to take care of their lips and to care about what they look like. That is, after all, the most important thing we have.
Sure, it's our face.
Yes.
Yeah.
Our face and our heads.
Lips are good for talking, too. So I imagine that there's, you know, some symbolism there.
Talking and kissing. Matt won't touch me.
Oh.
Oh.
Why not?
Because of your lips?
I outgrew my slab and he doesn't seem to be as attracted to me anymore.
You know, we have talked a lot about that here. It's like when we speak about women's issues, it's like what happens when you outgrow your slab and how it kind of like can affect your relationship. Mm-hmm. And I mean, you're going to either you're going to get back into that slab or you're going to learn to love your post slab body. And I think that's really beautiful. And I just want to say that we're all at Reductress. We're rooting for you.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
So in addition to your work that you do with Vaseline, you also you've called yourself an art bife. Like what's a day in the life of an art bife?
Yes, I was not into art very much growing up, but I met Matt and he made a lot of money, and then my father made a lot of money, and then I became interested in art because paintings are a lot of money, and they remind me of my mother, obviously. So now that I'm, you know, focusing on me, the big news, I guess, to share is that Matt has given me a grant to do a residency in our home.
Oh,
wow. That's amazing. Grants are like so hard to get.
Yes.
And to work from home is like amazing.
It's a very interesting space, one that I'm very familiar with, and it's going to be a real challenge. So I'm setting up an installation, you know, in the dining room. In the kitchen, the first sort of phase is that I've been boiling water and seeing what that is like and sort of wondering why is that so hot?
Yeah. Had you ever experimented with boiling water before?
No, it's a new medium for me. So I did not know like what to do.
Yeah.
But now I'm really comfortable with turning the stove on and seeing what happens. And it's that freedom. You know, giving it up and saying, I'm vulnerable. I'll watch this boil.
I can just sit and watch this water boil. That's so beautiful.
Yes. And Matt really, really likes the work. So I think, it's a big success. Matt likes it. And our housekeeper, Rosario, likes it. And Bebe likes it. So.
Oh, what is your baby's name?
Bebe.
Oh, that's a beautiful name.
I love it. What does it mean?
Small. Be. Is small in French, and so bébé, small.
That's so beautiful.
I love that.
Quinn, that'd be a really good name for you because you're so small.
I am quite tiny.
Even though your mom is so big.
Yeah.
That's Quinn also how that has works a big mom. Yeah. Big mom, small girl.
That's what they say.
Mm-hmm. Me, small girl, also small mom. Mm. Surprising. Little twist on the tradition there.
Yeah.
Because usually it's like you see an adult woman and you're like, there's no way that adult woman came out of another.
No.
Adult, similarly sized adult woman seems impossible.
No. When I was giving birth, I had to be just completely doused in Vaseline so that bebé could come out.
Oh, so you incorporated Vaseline into your birth.
Of course.
That's so beautiful.
Yes. Don't all women take the daily drink of Vaseline?
Oh, you drink it. You drink it.
I don't think so. What do you mix it with?
Water and olive oil.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
I bet that really goes down smooth.
Incredibly smooth. Yes. Yeah, so when you're drinking the Vaseline with the olive oil and the water, it slides through you. And then when bebé is ready to come out, it's a slab of sorts.
A slab. That's baby's first slab. Baby's first slab. That's so beautiful.
The canal.
Do you think artists are born, or do you think artists are made when they marry someone?
I have to say they are made, not when they marry, but when they become rich.
Oh. Okay, that's interesting.
Yes. I have. I had a friend growing up who I feel so bad for her. She had to have a job.
Oh.
And so she wasn't allowed to experiment with art the way I was. She wasn't allowed to, you know, gather marbles and just shake them up.
Right.
At the gallery or sort of touch a wall and say, no, no, no. That was my performance piece, No, 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 which I did 3 years ago in 2002. What year is it?
It's 2017.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
It seems like maybe you missed some years.
No, 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 no. All that Vaseline shakes things up.
Yeah. It keeps the brain lubed, huh?
Juicy, juicy.
Oh. So we want to talk about, obviously, you have this amazing marriage and this amazing husband.
But, you know, there are rumors.
There have been some rumors. And I know, like, they're all over the gossip pages.
We just wanted to give you an opportunity to maybe respond to some of them.
Mm.
Like, the I guess the biggest one is that you were having an illicit affair with Marvin Aquaphor. Would you like to address that?
Marvin is a very old friend, and that's all that is. And that is all I can say about that. I think there was a moment with Kevin Cetaphil. And there was some flirtation there on his end, but I'm devoted to Matt Shipley.
Well, that's beautiful. But what about Theodore Chapstick? Because there is a photo of the two of you coming out of a Discovery Zone in Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. And it got a lot of press and people had a lot of questions.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what to say, except that if we live in a world where two grown adults can't go on a adult playdate to Discovery Zone, then I don't want to be involved.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah.
That's Can fair. Men and women ever be friends? No.
Sure. Yeah. I think like it's fair to say that like men and women can absolutely go to a Discovery Zone together. Mm-hmm. That's what their ads have. That's their big ad campaign recently is like
adults can
Discovery Zone where adults go to play with their
adults go together.
Yes. I love that Discovery Zone. It's such you have a beautiful voice.
Oh no no.
Did
no.
you do the Discovery Zone jingle? Is that you? In
yes,
the commercial?
I do a bit of voiceover here and there.
You're kidding. Wow.
Just when someone, you know, captures my essence.
Anything else we may have heard you in?
Vaseline.
Oh, you're the spokesperson for Vaseline.
Vaseline.
That is what the Vaseline commercials are like.
The classic Vaseline song.
Vaseline. That was a collaboration with Florence and her machine.
And her machine.
And the machine, wow.
That's amazing. That Vaseline commercial like played so much when I was a kid. Mm. Like it's an iconic ad campaign. Yes. I mean, I feel like everyone grew up singing the Vaseline song.
Vaseline.
Sorry.
I'm sorry.
Is something going on between you two?
Quinn doesn't like when I sing, even though I have a beautiful voice.
And I actually love it when I sing, even though I have a terrible voice.
It's true. Neither of us can sing.
Everyone can sing a song. I think it's important for artists to try new things, and I think it's important for them to do commercial work as well as work that their husband pays for in their own home.
Yeah. That's so beautiful. I would love to get some work paid for by my boyf, but I don't think I can work in the government.
What does your boyf do?
So what about Bert Bees? Did you have an affair with him?
No, Bert's gay.
Scandal.
Is it? I thought it was 2017.
Well, it's just a scandal because he's had all these girlfriends.
Yeah.
Mm.
Bert Bees is famous for just the revolving door of girlfs.
Mm. Lisa Frank.
Smacker's El Gloss.
Yes. Cupcake Maybelline.
Maybelline is so pretty. She is fashion goals.
I love her. Also, he was seen with Strawberry Shortcake, the cartoon.
Yeah.
Yes, I remember.
I saw that Instagram picture.
They look really cute together, though. Mm-hmm. I guess it doesn't surprise me that he's gay. I'm not surprised that anyone is gay.
I'm surprised all the time, but then the only times when I'm not surprised is when I find out someone's gay.
For me, it's like, you're gay unless proven otherwise.
Yeah.
And that's 2017, baby.
Yeah, bish.
Okay, here's something I've been dying. Like, I've had this question forever, and I've been dying to ask someone who's an art expert.
Oh.
One time, I went to a museum. My feet got really tired. Why?
Oh, I think that has to do with, did you not have your stroller?
I didn't have a stroller.
Okay, so I like to go to the museum with Matt pushing me in my stroller, and that helps with the feet soreness.
Oh.
Because it can be hard to walk and stand at the same time.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, you actually wrote a pamphlet. Mm. You called it a pamphlet because it was pretty short, but it was stroller uses for adults.
Yes. And my editor wanted it to be a novella, and I said, I do not have time. I have water to boil.
Right.
Yeah.
I think that's cool.
So good, though. Yeah. Because you have to set aside your time for art.
My schedule is full.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
I was wondering, like, do you think that art should come in gold frames, or do you think it's subjective and like kind of everything is art?
You put it so beautifully. I do think everything is art. So you can grab some glass and hold it in your hand. That's art, you know. You can have a stroller as an adult. That's art. You can be swaddled in cloth nightly by your own child, and they can tuck you in, and that's art.
That's really inspirational. We actually were hoping that you would stick around and play a game with us.
Oh, very fun.
You like games?
Yes, I like, basketball.
Yes.
Yes.
You're like obsessed with basketball. Yes, you're like obsessed.
I don't know. I am. I never played in school. I always had to play ball, which is where you sit on a bench and you hold a large ball.
Wow. Where did you go to school? Was this like a fancy boarding school or something?
No, I'm, as you know, born and raised in New Jersey, and I've never left except to go to Connecticut, where I live now. But one time Matt was doing business in London, and he and I were Skyping, and I overheard some people talking, and I sort of picked up that vibe, that voice, and I can't shake it.
Yeah, it's, you have like a really beautiful speaking voice that does make me feel like I'm like in Europe.
Thank you so much. I'd love to go to Europe one day. I don't know if I would fit in or if I'd be, you know.
I'm sure you would fit
in. I bet you.
Oh, wait, what?
You seem really like European.
Oh.
Just like.
Don't swallow your tongue, dear.
What do you mean? Like, do you not think that you seem European?
What? I think I'm European.
Your vibe is very European.
Is it because my turtleneck is all the way to the top of my head?
Yeah, yes, we are dying to know what you look like.
I know, I would love to know what your face looks like, but I also really respect the turtleneck.
Thank you. The turtleneck stays on because my face is covered in Vaseline.
Oh.
Does that keep it like really moist?
It is.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so you're going to be so good at this game. This game is called Commission This. And basically, we have some great ideas for art. And so we're going to tell you those ideas. And then if you like them, you can tell us like how you'd commission them into art. Okay. Or maybe you'd make the art yourself, whatever you want.
Sure.
Okay.
Maybe we're commissioning you, you know?
Yeah. Like, we'd love to be like your daddy. Your what? Art daddy.
No, I don't have a daddy. I have a husband.
Every artist has like an art daddy, right?
No, my father passed away, I told you, from the cancer.
But what about, like, an art daddy?
No, I have a husband and a son. I'm an art mommy.
Aww.
And an art wife.
I love it.
Okay, so here are ideas for art. Okay, so one of them is, like, some sort of, like, depiction or something of the time that we went on this reductress retreat to a spa in the woods, and it turned out that we were all just actually being used for an illegal makeup testing experiment.
I think that would be so interesting if you all stood on a bridge, sort of performance art, if you all stood on a bridge and then jumped and jumped until you fell through the bridge and into the water. And you're saying, what can hold us back?
Well, performance art never would have occurred to me. Oh, I was like, you're so maybe good. A drawing. Yeah, like a little drawing.
Oh, I love it. Okay, what about this one? One time I dressed my dog in a hat like a person. Mm. And that's like a very special memory to me. So how would that get commissioned?
I think that could so easily be a commentary on the internet and what it means. And I think you could take a phone photo of the dog with the hat and post it with a caption says, look who's talking, or... staying warm, or even something radical, something like cute.
Wow. And it would be like a phone photo.
Yes.
See, I 100% would have immediately been like a drawing. Okay. What about like a piece of trash that I threw away? Could that be art?
Yes. I've been doing a lot of trash work in which I, you know, order a lot of food from Fresh Direct, and then I unwrap it and I throw the food away, and then I keep the trash. And I've made a collage. I made sort of a bedspread. I wove together the trash.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's, you know, can what I spend nourish me, keep me warm?
That's so beautiful. Amazing. It's like a living, it's a sculpture.
I don't know what that means.
Oh, you know, like, it's kind of like a drawing.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, what about this? Like, I once saw a really big scary rabbit in my dreams. Mm. It was really stressful to me. And I feel like maybe one way to like harness that scary energy would be to like turn it into art. So how would you do that?
That's so interesting. I'm allergic to rabbits.
Wow.
And so, even to hear the word, I'm breaking out in a few hives.
I'm allergic to grapes.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Grapes. We hate rabbits.
Oh.
You're safe with us. We despise them.
Thank you so much. I'm allergic to grapes.
Yeah.
So you can't have grape soda.
No.
That's hard. I love grape soda. I think it's the most nourishing food of the earth. It's the, what's it called? What's it called on Mount Olympus? Nectar.
Nectar.
Of the gods.
Do you?
What is it called?
Manna?
No.
Oh, I know. Water.
That's it. Thank you so much. Water.
It's like grape soda is like the water of the gods.
It's the water of the gods.
Do you make your own grape soda? Like, is it like fresh in the grapes or is it like the stuff that you buy at those?
Yes. So I drink my grape soda. I get it from what Matt calls a vineyard. And we get to stomp on the grapes. And they come in these big bottles, these large glass bottles. And you have to unscrew it with a cork. And Matt gives me 3 every night before bed. I just don't know what I do without it.
Are you talking about wine?
Why?
Wine.
What?
Wine?
No, I'm talking about grape soda.
Okay, so I have another idea for art. Okay, so it's kind of like, maybe this is a painting. It's like The Last Supper, you know, like that famous drawing. But it's like my family at Passover, which is the worst, most depressing holiday. And my grandmother is in it and she's being like kind of a racist.
Oh, my God. I'm not religious, so I don't think art should be religious. There isn't much religious art, and I don't think there should be more. I find it offensive when someone prays or when, you know, there's the idea of a halo to me is...
Yeah.
And I don't think there should be any of that in our sacred, safe art world.
Like art... Art shouldn't be making us... If it should be making a statement, but it shouldn't be a religious one.
It should not make us think.
Okay, that's fair. Art should be, like, beautiful, like, for entertainment.
Yes, it should be an experience.
Right.
I love that.
I love that so much. It
should be a thing.
Mm-hmm. Art is a thing.
Yes, and it can also be the absence of that thing in which so as therefore.
Oh, my gosh.
Whoa.
Well... On that note, I just wanted to thank you so much for coming.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah, this has been so amazing. Like, I feel like I had so much of my art questions answered. Yeah, finally.
So many of my slibe questions answered.
Yeah, like, we love slibes, and we've been thinking about getting some slibes, and, like, this just really answered a lot of our burning questions. Like, how big should a slibe be?
Yes, I think it is so important when doing your art to stay young, and to stay young, slibe... Grape soda, Discovery Zone. These are the things that give us life and help us to create.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Thank you. We have one final segment and it's called Spill It. And this is when we talk about what's going on.
Mm. Yeah. So I have a really big week coming up. I'm going to finally see if I can figure out where that weird smell is coming from.
I actually don't really have a lot coming up this week.
Oh, what are you up to?
I'm just going to go to the moon.
Oh.
No further questions.
That's cool. What about you?
I have this new installation in my home in which I'm going to take a large blanket and drape it over my bed every morning.
You're going to make your bed. You're going to make your bed.
Oh, that's a great way. Maybe that's what the title should be.
Amazing.
Make I love my that. Bed.
Any other plugs?
Well, I'm very excited. Every now and then I'm allowed to go into the city.
Oh.
And there is this comedy show, which I just love. One of the hosts is spectacularly beautiful. And I love watching her. And her two friends are very funny and very beautiful as well. Though she really is traditionally gorgeous. And the show is called It's a Guy Thing, and it's at Union Hall, which is in Park Slope, where there's a lot of strollers if you are looking for one.
I might be.
Oh my gosh.
Well that definitely sounds check amazing. It out. Is there anywhere where people can find out more information about this show?
Just the Union Hall website.
Great.
Oh my gosh, I love it. Well, thank you again so much for coming. Tune in next week when we finally get the courage to call up our exes and say, guess what, baby? We're strong, independent women, and we don't need to pay back the money we owe you. Feral Audio.